more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Floriography is the language of flowers. Blossoms can have multiple or varied meanings, but some represent prevalent customs. For her wedding, Kate Middleton continued the royal tradition of carrying myrtle in her bridal bouquet. That flower stands for love and marriage. White lilies symbolize purity at Easter. Buttercups might butter up one's boss for a raise. They mean riches. Ahead of Mother's Day, Milwaukee School of Flower Design founder Michael Gaffney stopped by the Lake Effect studio. He shared hints on how kids and dads can pick up a meaningful bouquet for mom. First, he told Lake Effect's Amy Kiley the history of flower meanings.
Flowers came to have meaning many, many, many years ago, medieval times. It started then, and it actually really became important in Victorian times, from what I understand, is that flowers were, in medieval times, actually were used to cover bodily odors. That's why they were called nosegays.
Oh.
And men wore them and carried them as much as women to mask unwanted odors. And then in Victorian times, they developed not only better hygiene and soaps and powders and perfumes, but also to express their sentiments. So in those times, you weren't quite as flirtatious as we are these days. And you would hand bouquets to the person you were interested in. And oftentimes, most of the times, based on what the meaning of the flowers was, conveyed your message or intent to that lover you were hoping to attract. I've read that in typical Victorian times, it would be up to 12 different, you know, these overzealous guys, like, you know, how single men are, they would have 12 different flowers in these bouquets to say, I'm bashful, I'm shy, you're beautiful, I love you, I want to marry you, I'm not quite sure, I'm whatever.
For listeners shopping for Mother's Day this weekend, what are some flowers that have positive meanings for mom?
In the old days, they had lots of garden varieties, which aren't even available or they're renamed. So, you know, there's a whole history of all that stuff. But in contemporary times, we usually deal with what's commercially available. For example, I just want to give you a funny one. Alstroemeria. Do you know what Alstroemeria is? It's a real grocery store flower, they call it. It's the least expensive one you can buy. It lasts forever. And people say, oh, I don't like it. Michael, I don't want any of that in my bouquets. It's very cheap, grocery store. Yet, Alstroemeria stands for wealth, prosperity, and fortune. Flowers for mothers, let's say, if you've got a traditional mother, carnations, again, considered low-end, don't give me carnations, America's most hated flower, which is, by the way, the hottest flower in New York right now. But carnations mean love of a mother, love of your mother. So there's no better flower you could give, especially pink ones. Typical other flowers in spring, daisy, cheerfulness, your mother's thoughtfulness, freesia, F-R-E-S-I-A, it's a small, delicate blossom, gardenias, purity. Your mother's love is pure, most, you know, sweet. Sweetness and purity is gardenia. So many different flowers. You could put a bouquet together, and I think it'd be a great thing to have a little card adding why you chose the flowers you did. I'm trying to think of what flowers people love lately. Hydrangeas, America's hottest flower. Everybody wants hydrangeas. They stand for heartfelt emotions. So that would be another good flower to give to your mother. If your mother's a little bit more of a free spirit, orchids have always symbolized exotic. A little on the wild side. And it also stands for proud of femininity. So
proud and feminine or
proud of your femininity.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very modern.
Yeah, it's interesting because not a lot of guys give orchids.
And that's actually my next question, too. If dads are buying for Mother's Day, how can they make the bouquet a little bit more romantic?
How can they make it romantic? Here's what everybody thinks they want. I've been doing this for many years, and I see guys lined up at the counter, and they say, I'll take a dozen roses, please. And I go, she doesn't want that. And they're like, really? I go, no. What does she want? She wants two of everything in my store. All right, you can't want two of everything. But what she wants, if you want to make it more romantic, I'm telling you, I just did a television show here, and I said, which one do you want? It was three dozen roses arranged or a mixed European bouquet, which means you have some lilies, some tulips, a few irises, some beautiful filler flowers like heather, which stands for sincerity. You make this big European English garden blend, and it's what women love. And so I was on a TV show the other day, and the one woman was very single and very young and very blonde, and she grabbed the three dozen roses. And the other mother, and I said, I didn't even know them at all. And the other one grabbed, oh, I want the other one. And I said, I'm going to tell you right now, you're married with children. You are not. And they're both the same age. And they said, you're right. How did you know? I said, I know by the flowers you chose. Because you would kill your husband if he came home with three dozen roses. And yet you are flattered if a guy would give you, you know, because it's being single. So you want to have the most effect on a bouquet on Mother's Day. Find a good florist. tell them you want a mixed European bouquet and have them hand select a variety of flowers and just make it into a lovely hand tie she can drop in a vase. You don't need anything. It's like telling her who you'd marry her all over again.
What do the flowers in it mean then?
They mean all the good things. Amaryllis means splendid beauty. Carnations, of course, love of a mother. Daisies, cheerfulness. What else could you put in there? Hyacinths, playfulness. If your mother's fun. Lilacs, youthful, innocence. Tell her she's still young and beautiful. Roses, of course, love. So mix it up. Yeah, everybody loves mixed bouquets. I mean, women do more than what men think they want, which is a dozen roses.
And what flowers might have negative meanings?
There aren't any. There's some few. I know that I found some few garden varieties that don't even exist anymore. They've been renamed. There were very few, even in Victorian times, that people just don't use flowers for negativity. Isn't that interesting?
Mm. And what about flowers with positive domestic meanings that people might want to plant outside their homes?
Things that plant outside their homes, yeah. Chrysanthemums are for prosperity and protection. That's why they're curious. You always see a lot of mums planted outside flowers. Delphinium means love and fun. You want to have a fun household, lighthearted, no drama, plant delphinium in your garden. Larkspur as well stands for levity. You know, I always think you want a home to be cheerful and light. Other popular flowers outside are lilacs. Everybody has lilac bushes, youthful innocence. So yeah, you could literally have your whole garden tell a story or your landscaping outside your house. I don't know of any flowers that actually stand for protection or anything like that. But, you know, it's again, flowers are used for just sweet, loving purposes.
Any other flower meanings that people might want to know?
You know, there's funny ones like gladiolas. What do people think of gladiolas? Funerals. I love them in interiors and just a vase of gladiolas. And it stands for strength of character. So maybe people appreciate them more now. Now they know what it stands for. Because people are always afraid of it because they think it means funerals and they only see them at funerals. But there's nothing prettier than a vase of gladiolas in your house. Queen Anne's lace, you see that along the highways and people's backyards. It stands for sanctuary. Daffodils, you could send a guy. He'd say, why the daffodil? Stands for chivalry. And callas for a woman. Callas is a big wedding flower that's been going on lately. And it stands for magnificent beauty. So must be why I'm putting lots of it in wedding bouquets lately.
And you said you brought a poem to finish.
Yes, I brought a poem to read, and it's I found it. It was written in 1875, and it talks about the language of flowers. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here it goes. It says, there is a language little known. Lovers claim it as their own. Its symbols, smiles upon the land, wrought by nature's wondrous hand, and in their silent beauty speaks of love and joy to those who seek. For love divine and sunny hours lie in the language of the flowers. So men really relied on these meanings, and you can go back and look up the whole history. I tell your listeners to go back and look at the whole history of these flowers, and some of them you'll have in your garden still. Some of them have been outdated and no longer exist, but decipher your garden. See what's out there, what it means.
Well, Michael Gaffney, thanks for sharing the meaning of flowers, and thanks for being on the
show. Thanks very much. This was fun. I love it. Thanks.
Great.
Michael Gaffney started the Milwaukee School of Flower Design. He talked with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley about assembling a symbolic Mother's Day bouquet, a copy of the poem he read, and more on flower meanings is at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Roller derby in the Olympics? It could happen. We'll learn more about the boom in derby in the Brew City when Lake Effect continues on WUWM.